Obviously, an announcement's been made. We've yet to see all the full details around that, or indeed whether it in fact will happen. You know, with the latest move anyway, in terms of removing restrictions around entry from a border perspective, or at least some of the perceived barriers to entry from our borders perspective, I think we'll be relatively close. We'll move into a much stronger position anyway in terms of a return to this, or moving towards this endemic position that we've laid out last week. So we will clearly evaluate it. If it goes ahead, we'll evaluate what the extent of Boris Johnson's statement actually means, and then we will continue to consider our position. But we have set out our position, both taking in full consideration the current position with vaccines, but also taking into consideration what needed to be done from a vaccination perspective as well. And, you know, we are very comfortable with where the island's at the moment. But clearly, you know, that's not to say things won't necessarily change if we feel it is safe and reasonable to do so.
So is that 31st of March then flexible at the moment? It could move forward?
I think that is the date that we have set. That's the date we're moving to. As I said, you know, it wouldn't be rational to discount any changes to that, particularly in moving forward if we felt that that was appropriate. But as I said, when we made our decision, we based that on a number of factors, including a vaccination program for some of our more vulnerable children. We would have to give full consideration to the position if the UK completely collapses all its framework as they're potentially setting out to do at the moment.